I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
All right, Council, coming up with Thin Spin today. We got 10 artists who were guilty of plagiarism, ripping people off left and right. They're going to pay for that crap.
Yeah.
First time, though, for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right in with the birthdays, all the guys. It's my girlfriend Shelby's birthday today. One of her favorite bits is your dirty Germans. So please give her something nasty for this kinky 21-year-old. Thanks, guys. That from Ethan.
Yeah, today we're going to play a little game called Hide the Skinless Weasel in Your Blowhole.
Yeah, I got news for you. Skinless weasels, there's going to be two of them. It's your blowhole, it's your choice.
Yeah, many choices. Take both at the same time.
Yeah, it's just three of them.
Guys, today is my 21st birthday. My boyfriend and I just bought the most alcohol I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Love the show and always listen when we're driving, so how about a fish sandwich? And the dirty Germans talking about the trombone, as I've been playing trombone since I was 13. Love the show, guys, and thank you. That from Megan and Joseph.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
Yeah, it is good that you're good at playing the trombone. One, it knows you know how to blow. Two, I assume you're playing the rusty one.
Yeah, sometimes the trombone is a lot like people I date. This is to empty out the spit tank. That's not what it is, Mike. It's a spit tank.
Ow.
Spit valve.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
The spit valve.
Spit valve.
Hey, girl, let me slip up in your spit valve.
Yeah, I know your type. You have a spit valve.
I do, too.
Guys, today's my boyfriend Jeff's 29th trip around the sun. I would love it if y'all would give him a big old bong rip and some dirty Germans, please. We love your show. That from Kenzie.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to make your boyfriend dinner. It's going to be blood sausage.
Yeah, Jeff, it's 29th birthday. You better get it in. Next year everything will change for you.
Yeah.
Who knows if she'll even like you.
She won't.
And finally, from the birthdays, Miles, today you are 65 years old. How in the hell did that happen? Happy birthday from your much younger wife, Amy. Can he get goofy talking about motorcycle drag racing at his age? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, gosh, when it comes to motorcycle drag racing, no better place than old Goofy from Disney. Personally, what I would do is channel my inner Spider-Man McBride. Or, if you really want to mess with people when you drag race, ride your motorcycle in drag.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Bitches. Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Wait for it. We're waiting, man.
No. Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Hi, Castle! From his basement dungeon studio bar, he's back home, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening tonight?
Home where I belong. I gotta tell you, though, guys, I really miss you.
You kinda like to come in and hang with us, didn't you, for those few days?
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. In your honor and in honor of the last few days on the men's room, I've been drinking all afternoon.
There you go.
Nice.
It's kind of role reversal. We're here. He's at home.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. Okay.
That's it. Because usually, you know, I keep things on the up and up when I'm working here at home. But
no doubt about it. No doubt.
You spend 3 days working with the men's room, and, you know, any chance of being on the wagon is gone.
Yeah, that's
fair. I'm rolling with it. I'm embracing it right now.
Okay. All right. Well, today we're going to talk about people who rip people off.
Rip-offs.
Yeah. What have you ever bought that was that somebody ripped off? Have you ever bought, like, a fake anything before, Ryan? Like, a fake Rolex?
No.
Ted's got a fake jersey right
now.
No,
I'm not that fancy, Miles.
Okay. All right.
It wasn't a ripoff, but clearly the guy stole it. But I'm about to climb into the car. I think it was last week after work, and I'm smoking a cigarette. And this dude comes rolling up, smells like urine, and he has an unopened package of two like small pliers.
Oh yeah,
and he goes, "I trade you a cigarette for the pliers." Well, my wife does all the reupholstery and stuff. I knew she could use them, so I gave him six cigarettes. And I got her some pliers.
Oh, nice.
Boy, was she impressed.
Sounds like a great deal.
Oh, it really
radio
was.
Is one of those industries where, you know, people, ideas, you know, somebody comes up with a good idea and you'll find out that idea is somewhere else. I know that we were one of the first to launch a beer with a radio show in the United States of America. Not that it hadn't been done before, but I don't think.
No, but a beer that sticks around.
The level of success that we
have. You guys definitely had, as far as I know, the first successful beer.
And then there's.
Right? It wasn't just a kitschy thing. It was like actually a thing.
And then you start looking at the trades, and all these other radio stations go, hey, we should do a beer too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. Like probably right now there are, and I'm not making this up, there's probably 25 to 50 beers out there.
I was going to say 100.
Where radio stations have partnered with local breweries, give some money back to charity. So it's all a good thing.
You guys are responsible for that, right? All we did was provide the beer, but you guys liked it. But what's funny about that is maybe a year after we launched the beer, when we realized it's going to stick around, our old boss, Hair Club, was like, you would not believe the number of phone calls I get every day, seriously, from program directors around the country, unaffiliated with the company, wanted to know what the quote-unquote secret was. And he said,
dude, I still get them. I still get them.
Honestly,
on the regular.
Man, it's been 11 years. The secret is...
Yeah, I had a conversation with a guy 2 weeks ago. He's like, you guys have a beer? That is awesome. Yeah. How does that work?
They just launched one in Portland. So if you're down there...
Isn't that remarkable?
You're down there as well.
Yeah. That's so weird. I'd like to talk to the person in charge down there and see what's up with that.
Just to say, hey, can we get a little kickback down here to the Fisher House, you know? But anyway, these are not people who agreed to let people sample their stuff, unlike us. These are people who actually just ripped something off and tried to make money on their own off of other people's art.
Yeah, and I think there's a variation here. You've got some people who maybe their song was similar enough, but they made the argument that they didn't intentionally rip it off. And then you have people that just straight up ripped people off and did not give them any credit and then tried to fight it and ultimately ended up losing.
Okay. So these are 10 artists who were guilty of plagiarism on Sit and Spin.
Number 10.
So this is Oasis, Shaker Maker. Does that song sound familiar to any of you? Anybody can pick out the song that Oasis ripped off? What's that, Miles?
I just want to listen to it for a second here so I can figure it out.
I'm not sure.
Like, it sounds familiar. I just don't know who it is.
Yeah, it's the melody there. They had to pay an undisclosed amount to the band The New Seekers for similarities to their song, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, which you may know from a Coca-Cola commercial.
Ah,
You know what's wild is this was in a Coke commercial in 1971. I wasn't even born in 1971, but I remember this from Coca-Cola.
It was huge. It sounds like how
so they must have used it for a very long time.
It sounds like the first band that Spinal Tap was in before they really went metal, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
Thamesmen or whatever they
were. You mean the Thamesmen.
The Thamesmen. Yeah, Thamesmen. That's exactly right.
Before they were the originals followed by the new originals. Speaking of ripping off things.
Yes. These are 10 artists. 10 artists guilty of plagiarism on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
My home, they got you.
She's got
I can't believe anyone would hear whatever the original of this was and says, ooh, let's recreate that pile
what
of
What was the original
crap.
Of My Humps?
You know, I'm not familiar with this song, but I imagine it's going to sound a lot like this. It was DJ Lynn Tolliver's song, I Need a Freak.
I need a freak with long, long hair.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
In underwear. I need a freak to treat me right.
I mean, it's so simple. Who hears this and goes, I'm going to rip that off?
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe they're like, ooh, that's the song.
Sometimes I wonder, too, like, do people rip stuff off without even thinking about it?
I think a lot of people do. And that's what Castle was saying. Sometimes it's unintentional.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's only so many notes, right?
How much money did you say that he got? DJ?
$1.2 million.
Wow.
Which was probably a fraction of what the Black Eyed Peas made off of that song.
Oh, I'm sure.
And this is also his project, Sexual Harassment, by the way. Like, that's just the DJ. This is his group, Sexual Harassment.
Ah, oh, thank you, Mike. You know Mike's got his finger on the
pulse. Not to be confused with Sexual Chocolate.
I'm all can sing. These are 10 artists who are guilty of plagiarism on Sam Spin.
He's good. He's good. That boy's good. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on, damn. Jump on it. If you sexed and flown it. If you freaked and own it. Don't break it. Again, we gotta know. That's why this song is so popular. You kind of already knew it.
I think Bruno Mars does that a lot.
I don't know that this song was ever a hit, but, you know, the band was certainly popular during their day. It's from The Gap Band and their song, Oops, Upside Your Head. I don't know how many dollars that the Gap Band got for this, but they were given 17% of the royalties from a Bruno Mars song, which I have to imagine is a lot of money.
I think percentage of the current band's royalties is bigger than a lump sum payout.
Yeah.
I think this is where you don't grab the lottery just to pay you out. This is where you take the payout.
Right. They double take the percent.
Right. Exactly.
Also, it's the basis, it sounds like, for every go-go song you've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
These are 10 artists who are guilty of plagiarism on Sit and Spin.
This is what me, Castle, and Miles sound like after we've been drinking on it.
Yes.
But we're not
except louder.
Speaking.
A lot louder.
Much louder, but it sounds the same.
Yeah, three dudes speaking a nondescript language with no inside voice.
Okay. Who is it?
That's Bad Bunny. What's the song, Ted Safera?
I don't know too much about Bad Bunny. I know he's massive.
He is massive, massive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this one, a little more current from Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott. This is coincidentally also what Miles Thrill and I sound like at 2:00.
Well, we're getting our freak on.
So Missy, who I'm sure was having a hard time making ends meet in the first place, gets 25% of that song.
Dang. Ooh. From Bad Bunny, bro, that's a good hookup.
Well, and she already made a bunch of money off that song.
Yeah.
Now she's making even, it's got a second life. It's the best thing that could have happened.
And I think for Missy Elliott, it hurts more because, like, she was a producer first.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of these cats, you know, they may not like getting ripped off, but if they're getting paid in the end, I mean, a lot of these people, this is the most money they ever made on that song. Like, it's way more than they ever made when the song was original, Missy Elliott being the exception so far.
Right. 10 artists who are guilty of plagiarism on Sit and Spin.
Six, number six.
Let me guess, he ripped off the drunk busker in the New York City subway system.
Some dude in an airport.
Right.
Singing Hari Hari. do you guys know the song He's So Fine by the Chiffons?
Yeah, that's a little faster. Isn't it? He's a soft-spoken
guy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, man. I like their version better.
So, he had to pay a lump sum of $587,000. And you might say, well, that's not a lot for George Harrison. He also had to give up 40% of the publishing on that song. So they're still making money on that song.
That was a big hit for him, too, as a solo artist.
Yes, it was.
That was his biggest hit, wasn't it? Solo.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. I got my mind set on You with the Traveling Wilburys.
Okay. Yeah, but that's for the Traveling Wilburys.
Right.
It's like Guitar Gently Weeps. Was that George Harrison's solo or was
it
that
was.
Beatles?
Yes,
that
was
George Harrison. Okay.
Oh,
damn. Okay.
That was a big one. You might be right. That might be Beatles.
He stole that from My Bass Loudly Moans. Most people don't know that.
More like, if it's your bass, it's groaning.
Right.
Tenorus.
No.
Tenorus guilty of plagiarism on Sit and Spin.
Number 5.
Got my ticker, got that load.
Again, just based on what I'm hearing, it's not worth losing a lawsuit to come up with this.
Also, white dudes from the English countryside don't get the blues like this.
How would you know which song you ripped off when basically every kind of fake blues song is the exact same riff, right?
Well, you know, there was a time when
this song sounds
everybody
like
played everybody else's stuff.
Sure.
And that's, you know, that is a rock thing that goes back as far as the genre itself and blues. Everybody always played everybody else's stuff. And you're right, this is like a pretty basic blues progression.
It's exactly
right. But they had to pay Willie Dixon for ripping this off. Who wrote the song Bring It On Home, which was done by Sonny Boy Williamson. So it's
well,
the same song. It's basically
song.
A cover, and they didn't give the guy any credit.
But they sampled him at the beginning of the song.
But they didn't give him credit.
They didn't credit. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. Just straight up covering
a
song.
So there's ripping off a piece of a song or catching the medley from a song. But I mean, you're straight up doing covers, or you're not giving anybody any credit. You're like, this is the new Led Zeppelin song. Like, are you sure?
Well, it's new for Zeppelin.
Tenorus guilty of plagiarism. I'm Sit and Spin.
Number 4.
I mean, you could have done the whole list with Led Zeppelin. They had a lot of this. A Lot of Love, arguably one of Led Zeppelin's most popular and famous songs of all time. Once again, going to Willie Dixon for an undisclosed amount. They were a big fan. You Need Love by Muddy Waters.
Baby, way down inside.
Oh, damn.
Woman, you need love. Woman, you need
just to
love.
Add one more thing to this. I was reading about the band Kiss recently, and they were going through a bunch of their older songs. They have a song called Making Love. Joe Dredd, you know this well. And they openly said, yeah, basically we ripped off the Zeppelin song that ripped off this song. And then when I went and listened to it, it's pretty much the same. They just sped it up. As opposed to right. It's all the same. So Willie Dixon, he should go after Kiss, too.
So Kiss.
Get that money.
Led Zeppelin. We didn't have to pay again.
Really?
Willie Dixon.
Yeah.
10 artists guilty of plagiarism. We made it to number 3.
Number 3.
Probably the most famous one.
Yeah. This was a big one, and I think we all probably saw the interviews back in the day of Vanilla Ice talking about how, no, it's not from the Queen song. This is different.
Wait, what?
And everybody's like, he would be like, no, see, Queen goes dun 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 dun, and mine goes dun 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 dun.
I mean, it's a famous, yeah. Like, he's
it's like one eighth note different, where he's like, well.
Who do you think you're kidding?
Even not the judge.
Right. And I can't believe Queen wasn't like, oh, we didn't think about that.
It was an undisclosed amount of money. Again, you know, Queen not hard up for cash, but, you know, this song was huge. So they probably made a ton of money.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. Like, Vanilla Ice is such a joke to people now, but, like,
I think he's a little bit more credible than he was originally.
Yeah. So massive. The song was massive.
Well,
the song was massive.
Everyone knew he ripped off Queen. Everyone heard him denying it, but it had no impact on sales. And people are like, cool, whatever, man.
Well, the other thing, too,
I think, you know, the controversy probably helped because it kept it in the news.
Right, and that, again, that wasn't even the single. A DJ just flipped over the single they had sent out and played Ice Ice Baby and people in Houston. People were like, we actually like this one.
Right.
Good for him, then.
Yeah.
Just rolling in their 5.0s with the ragtop down so their hair can blow.
I think he's got more credibility now.
Billy
survived. Yeah. Like Billy Ray Cyrus. He had one hit. It was basically the same time. But I think he's got more credibility now because at least he had Miley.
Right.
So some talent in there somewhere.
And he collabs with Lil Nas X.
These are 10 artists who are guilty of plagiarism on Sit and Spin.
Number 2.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA,
that'd be 360 million oceans.
Then everybody'd be served.
Everybody would say.
Like California. You see them wearing their baggies.
So Surfing USA from the Beach Boys was ripped off, but in a less pedo sort of way, from Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16.
They're really rocking in Boston.
Damn, man.
The
Gonna fall in your face, baby. One of the greatest videos of all time. Yeah, girl.
It smells like R. Kelly sheets in here.
Come here, baby.
Man.
Don't let Chuck scare you.
I know both these songs. It never dawned on me that they're exact same song.
There's a song.
Mine is the lyrics.
There's a song from Incubus, and there's a song from The Cranberries, and I told Miles about 2 weeks ago. I never really paid attention, but I'm listening to the bass line. I'm like, it's the same song. They fill in everything other than the bass different, but it is the exact same song.
You know what the bass sounds like? Oh.
These are 10 R's, Gilly, of plagiarism. We managed number one.
This is definitely the most recent one. This happened in the last 10 years. This is Robin Thicke and Pharrell. The song is Blurred Lines, which is also kind of creepy, much like Sweet Little 16.
Blurred Lines did not work out well for them in the end.
No, it really did not. They did not get the vanilla
ice cream. With Emily...
His marriage ends like shortly after this. He goes crazy, and then Pharrell's like, I wish I kind of hadn't done that song, and they had to pay somebody a bunch of money.
Marvin Gaye's estate got that money, and it was, are you ready for this, $5 million?
Wow. Yeah, because I remember the first time I heard Blurred Lines, somebody's like, isn't this song great? I'm like, it's just a remake.
Yeah. I mean, it's good because they remade a good song, sure.
It's not going to be as good as Rock Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, he ain't going to be this cool. Yeah. But
I appreciated the nudity in the video, but other than that, I...
Because of Emily Ratajkowski. Yeah. She was so hot, I learned how to say her last name.
Nobody heard her.
That took a lot of effort.
Yeah, bro. Because when you see it spelled, you're like,
the guy from the Bucks, Giannis.
I have got to figure this out.
I'll never remember his last name.
If he looked like her, I'd know it.
Somehow. Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. Coming up,
we'll
get toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Couple of minutes, we'll drink a little toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. The first quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a new study claims that cats can not only learn their own name, but those of other cats and humans that they live with as well.
And no matter what, they will act like they don't know.
Exactly. That was actually part of what they said on there. Is like, look, it's actually really difficult to find cats that will willingly participate in a study.
Yeah.
And they're also prone to just not giving a damn that their name has been called. They know that you're calling your name. Cat knows his name because I yell at him from time to time, and he'll give me the little mew of, I still want to do what it is that I'm doing. And then when I start to get up, I'm going to go whoop his ass. Then he gets off the TV.
You know what I read about cats also as far as the meow goes? So adult cats will not meow at other cats.
Right.
They'll hiss, they'll do that.
but they will meow to humans.
Mm-hmm.
When they are kittens, they will meow to their mother because, you know, for need of something. But after that, like once they're an adult cat, like they'll meow to you. They ain't meowing at anybody else.
Never damn. I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
I always talk to my cat, and he would always talk back to me.
Meow.
Every cat I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my cat's screaming.
What's his story, man? He's in. He's in the conversation. He's like, it's about time someone talked to me. I have opinions. I have opinions. I have thoughts.
Right.
Mike, have you ever read the difference between giving a cat medication in pill form versus a dog?
No.
All right, so they go, look, you go to the vet, whatever your cat needs a pill for, right? You got to give them. It's like a 35-step process.
They'll smell
which
it
includes,
out.
Like, pull them from under the table that they've hidden when they realize, right, all the stuff. And then you get to a dog, it's one step. It says, wrapping peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Dog. Turn the spoon upside down and lick the bottom of it out.
Well, you
before you know it, they're going to capsule down their throat.
Right.
With cats, like, you just got to throw it down back.
The lady kept trying to give our dog it manually. It's like, no. Give me that little slice of ham over there. I peel them off one bit, toss it to him. If you go to him quick, then they just absolutely consume that stuff. They inhale it. And we just wrapped it in the pill one more time, and then bam.
Yeah, we used to hide Tiggers in a snossage.
Oh, there you go.
That's
cool. Let them do it.
But especially with cats. Right, so you're always just like, you got to give the cat the medicine. Like,
oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You get even scratched. Like, they fight. They start biting you. They hide.
The pill pockets are for dogs for the most part. Right. They do have them for cats, but it's just, it needs to be wrapped in like a piece of salmon or something.
It does.
Something a little bit more.
And then you need to have a cat that'll just take a random bit of food.
Maybe that's it. Just buy a package of lox and just wrap it up.
You know what? Maybe that's it. But even then, the cat goes, thanks for the salmon. I spit that other thing on the floor over there.
See, that's the problem is that my cat Linus, that he'll actually eat stuff that I put out there for him. He'll take treats and whatnot. But Lucy, she didn't want to eat a damn thing. She'll just get after the dry food whenever she feels like it. So
I'm not taking the medicine. I'd rather die.
Yeah.
McDonald's is selling all of their businesses in Russia. I wonder why they would be doing that.
My question is, would another burger chain go in there like McDowell's
on
coming to America and just try to somewhat replicate?
Absolutely.
You can't replicate McDonald's. Castle brought in cheeseburgers on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I came into my desk and there's a cheeseburger there and I'm like, awesome. And I brought in a sandwich from home that I made, of course.
Sure.
And I took a bite of this cheeseburger and I'm like, there's just something about a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yes, there is. Right.
It is very unique. It is a very distinct taste. It is delicious. It is wonderful. Nothing else tastes like it.
No.
You just can't replicate McDonald's.
It's just salt and meat.
Right. You can't.
Welcome to Russia, buddy.
Whether it's the Coke, whether it's the Colt, they've gone through every step possible. The chicken McNuggets don't taste like anyone else's.
They absolutely have.
The buns taste better. The fries are their unique thing. I mean, it's...
A new study found that
they hired a very, like a classically trained French chef.
Yeah.
No
and
kidding.
That's how they came up with nuggets.
Honest to God.
Yeah, and burgers back in the day used to be served as a little, like, almost meatball. And people were bitching about how long it took. Some dude in, like, Connecticut just started smashing them.
No kidding.
There you go. Have a burger.
A new study found having more than two kids can have negative impacts on your brain.
I mean, I guess. You're a lot busier. You will spend no time with yourself, sure.
Well, and you're going through the developmental stages of each one as they go. You know, even
I have a teen, I have a youngster, right?
There you go. And they're going through different struggles in their life, and you got to approach that at different paces. Man, you add three to that rotation. That becomes a bear really, really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's crazy. Like I told you, my buddy Bernie, he comes from a family of eight. But there was like five of them, and there's a decent period of time, and then there's three of them that are like 2 years apart each. That's like having two different families.
It really is. Like, hey, you want to do this again?
Yeah. All right. Guess we are.
Someone compiled a list of the wildest celebrity baby names, so I have a little game here for you, gentlemen. I'm going to give you the parents, as it were, and let's see if you guys can guess the name of this particular child, because at some point, some of them have made their way into the news, you know, just being announced as these kids. So let's see if you
Blanket.
Guys know. Exactly.
You named your child Blanket.
So does anybody know Lil' Kim's kid's name?
Lil' Kim's?
Big Jimmy.
Big Jimmy. No, it is not Big Jimmy. Any guess? Ted, you're struggling there?
That's a tough one. I love Little Kim, but I do not know. I didn't even know she had a baby.
Royal Reign.
I was going to say, we should just guess the weirdest stuff because we know it's apple pie.
Like, I will give points to whoever's closest. How about that?
But like we said, there's one thing. When you are super rich and you know your kid literally, it doesn't mean they won't do anything, but you know they won't have to do anything.
Right.
You can give them a stupid name.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You can name them like dog-ass McGillicuddy, but the point is, they ain't going to inherit millions. It's never going to matter.
Right. Laugh at my name all you want, bitch.
I'm rich. My name's Blanket.
Some more wild celebrity baby names. Penn Jillette and Emily Zoltan.
Oh, they had, was Moxie
Emily Zoltan
or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, you're so close. What did you say, Miles?
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica. Ted, any guess?
Poof.
Mr. Hill, you were the closest with Moxie Crime Fighter.
That's right. Moxie Crime. Look, you want to name your kid Moxie, you go, okay, but really, bro, you're going to go the extra step and make Crime Fighter. I hope she's a criminal.
Right.
I really do.
Like, she needs to wear a mask everywhere that she goes and just run around at night. You don't know what she's doing, but her name is Moxie Crime Fighter, so you just assume that she's going to go kick somebody's ass.
She sounds like a low-rent superhero.
Moxie, right. Not a great crime fighter, but she's got Moxie.
She's got Moxie. She'll fight her ass, gets her ass kicked a lot, but man, oh man.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's really the adjective you want for a crime fighter.
No, Moxie.
He's got Moxie.
That sounds like your up-and-coming crime fighter.
Yeah, it means you're not successful, but you have a lot of pluck and verve. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That kid's got Moxie. They don't say that about Tom Brady. They say that about the third-string quarterback that put a couple good passes together, right?
Baker Mayfield has Moxie.
He has Moxie.
There you go.
And a losing record.
He'll swing it in there, though.
I know that you guys are the massive fans of Jamie and Jules Oliver, so what is the name of their kid?
Gooch. Gooch Lickwell.
Oliver, like the chef?
It's a good guess, Ted. I'd probably.
I don't know, man.
This is a three-named name here We have Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sounds like your cat.
Sounds like a festival.
That would be Rainbow Janet.
The Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Going to a festival for sure.
Like, do you tag Oliver at the end of that, or is Rainbow your last name?
I tag Oliver. I want one part of my name that's not stupid.
I think you still got to put the last name on there.
You think.
What about Janet Rainbow Hill?
Yeah, again, she's probably calling me Janet. And actually, it's Rainbow Janet Hill.
Do you call her Janet, or do you call her Rainbow?
Call her Rainbow, man. That's her name.
Rainbow Janet.
Yes, Rainbow Janet.
I call her RJH.
Yeah.
Janet.
Rainbow.
Where did Janet come from?
I don't know.
Your daughter has a career in naming celebrity babies.
She might, because she's basically nailed it with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Rainbow Janet.
You should get like a free ticket to Coachella for the rest of your life just by naming a child that.
Wildest celebrity baby names. Who is the spawn of Alicia Silverstone and Christopher Jarecki?
Ooh.
I know I screwed that name up. I know what you're thinking. Yes, it is indeed Bear Blue.
Oh, my
Bear
God.
Bear Blue.
Bear Blue. Just Why? The B-L-U. No E at the end of that, by the way. It's Bear Blue.
But I think Bear you can get away with.
Yeah, it's Bear Grylls, you know, but...
Oh, yeah.
Is it a boy or a girl? Do we know?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's got to be a boy, right?
Like, I'm not hazarding a guess on any of these.
Right.
Because I legit just don't know. I would assume that Petal Blossom Rainbow would be a girl.
I hope so.
Shoot, I don't know, man.
I guess it's because of Bear Grylls. Right, when I hear the name Bear,
yeah,
I think dude.
Yeah.
Unless there's an adjective before
the
bear.
What was the word we made up that sounded so dirty back in the day?
Quat.
No, it's different than that.
Squanch? No.
Squanch?
No, that's actually a character. Hang on. Nah.
I thought it was Quat.
Well, there was Swanch.
Swanch. Like
Swanch Johnson.
That's what it was. Wow, the celebrity baby names.
Swanch.
The spawn of Devin Iyer and Rob Morrow. They did take the last name into account.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
Is it tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
Come on.
I was going to say Matoris.
T-U tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I love you. Tomorrow.
You got to know that this one's going to be fun. Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Apple.
That is Goop. A kid by that's the just, name of Apple.
Right. That's just the one we know the
Goop
most.
Martin.
Apple.
Now, is it an Apple Martin or an Apple Paltrow?
I go Apple Martin.
Or Apple
you sound
Martin
like a
Paltrow.
Drink.
Ooh, it does.
Right? If I want an Apple Martin, I'd be like, you know, I'll give that a try. I'm on vacation. That would be my thought.
But you have
like,
to be
oh my
on
God,
vacation.
It's your kid. I'm sorry.
Smooge.
I mean, it sounds like a drink you'd have watching the Apple Cup.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, yes.
I guess they're not Martins. They're
the
Cougars.
Apple Martin.
Yeah.
Now, I tested you guys during the break, but how about Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale?
Christ, you just told us.
I did.
Is it like, starts with a Z,
it
right?
Does indeed. It is Zuma Nesta Rock.
Zuma Nesta Rock.
Three names.
What do you, Zuma, think, Blake, what do you think Blake Shelton says when he hears that? Like, what am I calling this kid?
I'm not calling him by his name.
I don't know.
Big Z.
Can I just call him Billy?
Yeah.
Can I call him Sweet Tea?
Something.
How about that?
I can't speak, Blake, whatever that is.
Blake Shelton got so ridiculous there.
Like that, I'll call him Sweet Tea. It's fine. Can I call him Tater Salad?
The child of Christina Aguilera and Matt Ruttler.
Christina Aguilera.
This sounds like it could be a beer.
Ooh. Keystone.
Blatz.
Blatz. Get him.
Blatz.
Summer Rain.
What is it?
Summer Rain.
You mean like a douche, Summer's Eve. Yeah.
That sounds like a wine cooler.
A wine cooler, yeah, it enough. Sounds like a woman's deodorant.
Mm-hmm. What? It sounds like a hippie name, but what's weird is Christina Aguilera has never, in my opinion, come off as a hippie.
Are you pungent?
She has not.
You know what I mean? And I know nothing about her husband. Right, so Summer, like if you were super, if it was Janis Joplin, I go like, yeah, all right, okay.
This one makes me mad. Who's the kid of Jermaine Jackson and Alejandra? I'm going to screw up her last name. Oziaza?
I don't know the kid's name, but there's more to this story.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Jermaine Jackson.
Took after dad's name.
I know what it is. Shimone.
What was the dad's name? Joe?
Jermaine Jackson.
I don't think he's naming his kid Shimone. After dad.
Oh, I thought Mike said after his dad, like Jermaine, not
yeah.
Joe. Yeah.
The name is?
Jermaina?
Your Majesty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I do remember
Your
that.
Majesty.
Jesus, God. Oh, Jesus.
But wait.
It says the craziest thing is that Your Majesty's mom is also the mom of two children with Jermaine's brother, Randy.
Now, think about that.
Jermaine actually had a hit back in the day.
But think about it.
He had
this.
One hit.
I can't remember chick what the chick who you've had a kid with is also responsible for your two nephews or your nephew and niece, whatever.
Lord.
Chimone.
Wait, say that again?
The woman who Jermaine Jackson had a kid with also had two kids with his brother, Randy Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So she likes Jackson.
She likes Jackson.
Which Jackson was first?
Tito, but he cried too much.
I don't know.
But I think that makes a big difference, right?
Janet.
You mean who's angrier for sure?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
While the celebrity baby names, we got Frank and Gail Zappa. What is the name of their...
Dweezil, right.
Diva Muffin.
Diva Muffin.
Oh, it's Diva
Girl,
Muffin.
You
all
thought
right.
He was a man, but he always was a muffin.
Oh, Lordy. How about the baby of Jason Lee and Beth Rycegraff?
I, for one, care less for them.
I'm a little
He's a big skateboarder, so I'm trying to think it'll be out there.
I'm disappointed in this one.
What is it?
Pilot Inspector.
Jesus Christ.
An inspector isn't even spelled right. Inspektor.
Maybe they're illiterate.
Good God. This one should be fun. How about the child of Nicolas Cage and Alice Kim?
This one I know. Call L. Because he's a L. Superman fan.
That is correct.
Who's L?
Kal-El was Superman's name on his home planet.
Just who you need to call for a good time, Dad.
Oh, come on, Ted. Like, Kal-El. I'm like, all right, cool. Who's L?
K-A-L-E-L.
He is a massive comic book nerd, isn't he?
To the point that his child's name is Kal-El.
That's correct. While the celebrity baby name's Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy, correct.
That one's too easy. I mean, she's like a princess.
Number two, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
North.
Name one, correct. Northwest. And then this is the last.
those are just easiest in such a popular culture.
Right. The last of the wildest celebrity baby names between Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz.
Oh, boy.
What's the name of that spawn?
Lip Sync.
Fallout Kid.
Fallout Kid.
I make Fallout that vagina.
Or is that Pete Wentz? Was he?
Yeah, he was Fallout Boy, right? Yeah.
No, was he Charlotte? Or what was that?
No, he was good Fallout
Charlotte.
Boy.
He was Good Charlotte?
Was, oh, crap.
No, Good Charlotte was Benji and somebody,
Madden.
Pete Wentz. Fallout Boy. You got it. It's Fallout Boy.
Okay. Pete Wentz was massive there for a while.
And no one knows why.
Mostly for his kid, Bronx Mowgli.
Bronx Mowgli.
Oh, Mowgli, like from the Jungle Book?
Yes.
How do we make this hard for this kid to get laid? What do we do?
No, but that's like they're rich.
He's going to be rich.
It doesn't matter. That's it. If you're rich, you can name your kid. Elon Musk, when he named his kid what all this garbage was, like, right, you are the inheritor of billions of dollars.
Are you a country boy in the middle of the city if your name is Bronx Mowgli? Like, you are the Bronx Mowgli? I'm not supposed to be here, but I was raised by city folks.
The Mowgli of the Bronx.
It sounds like a sandwich you get at a New York-style Jersey in Vegas.
What was Mowgli? What kind of animal was he?
Mowgli was the kid.
Oh, that was a kid.
Yeah.
So the burger won't be made out of kid. All right.
But why Bronx?
I don't know.
Like,
man.
He's not from the Bronx. Nope. Ashley Simpson certainly is not from the Bronx.
Nope. Oh, God. A woman in Florida beat the ever living out of her husband, and you will never guess what for.
I won't guess what for, will I?
Tell you all about it when I'm at 5:50.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to get tested online for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.